This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, how many litter boxes should you have? Having more than one cat is wonderful. It's comforting to know that your cats have each other for companionship when you aren't at home. It's also so heartwarming when you watch your cats groom each other and play together and share that special bond. But the one aspect of living in a multi-cat home that isn't as much fun is the fact that there's more pee and poop in the litter box. And this can be where many cat parents tend to drop the ball. Now, not because they're neglecting to keep the box clean, but simply because there just isn't enough litter box space to go around. So just how many litter boxes should you have? Ideally, there should be the same number of boxes as you have cats. Even if you try to keep the litter box sparkling clean, some cats just don't want to share when it comes to their elimination location. And of course, it's more difficult to keep one box clean enough for multiple cats. When you're gone at work all day, you don't want to find out that one cat went to the litter box and didn't feel that there was a clean enough spot in order to eliminate. An overcrowded litter box can't possibly be kept clean enough. And the result may end up being that a cat feels he has no choice but to go find another place to pee. And I promise you, the place he ends up choosing isn't going to be to your liking. You may think you can get around the cleaning issue by investing in something like a self-cleaning electronic litter box, but that won't address the fact that some cats aren't comfortable sharing. Cats who get along in every other aspect of their lives together may feel anxiety when they have to use a litter box that another cat uses. And let's talk about location, because it does matter when it comes to resources. When you put additional litter boxes in the environment, location is key. Don't just line up several boxes right next to each other, because that basically becomes one giant litter box from a cat's point of view. While that may be convenient for you, it can be stressful if the location chosen is in an area where a particular cat doesn't feel comfortable. Now, in some multi-cat households, there might be one or two cats who don't want to cross another cat's area just to get to the litter box. So you want to make sure you place litter boxes in various parts of the house. So if you know that a particular cat tends to stay in a certain area, that's where a litter box should go. Try to create an environment where it's convenient for all cats to gain access to the litter boxes without creating any added anxiety. Choice is very important with any aspect of dealing with a cat. And although you can't assign a cat to a particular litter box, the more choice you offer, the less stress there will be in the household. By placing boxes around the environment, you'll also be able to offer individual cats more litter choice as well. You may find that one cat doesn't like a particular litter substrate that the other cats are using, so this way you can put a litter box in his location that has the type of litter he likes best. Problems often occur when a cat feels he has no choice and is backed in a corner. So look at your environment from the point of view of all your cats. While it may be extra work to have to scoop and clean multiple litter boxes, the payoff is huge in terms of the reduced chance of litter box aversion problems, reduced stress, and an increase in feline happiness. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. You can find more specific information and step-by-step instructions on dealing with multi-cat litter box issues in my book, Cat vs. Cat.